This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN, Community Network News. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Michael Pinterbonner for this special 100th episode of QNN. New Yorkers are celebrating as gay marriage has been legalized in the state.
This is great. This is more than we ever could have thought would happen in New York in our lifetimes, and it's a wonderful thing.
The bill was passed by the Republican-controlled Senate 33 votes to 29, with conservative senators admitting gay marriage is a win for equality.
Who am I to say that someone does not have the same rights that I have with my wife, who I love?
With 19 million citizens, New York is now the largest state in the world where gay marriage is legal.
Former Democrat Senator Brian Grieg and former head of the Australian Medical Association, Karen Phelps, have been awarded Queen's Birthday honours. Grieg received the Medal of the Order of Australia for social justice advocacy for the gay and lesbian community. He said he's honoured, but that the work is not over. Phelps was named a member of the Order of Australia for service to medicine through leadership roles in education and community health. Phelps married her partner Jackie Stricker in New York in 1998 and is now campaigning for same-sex marriage rights in Australia.
The PM's facing a revolt from the states, with the WA Labor Party joining Queensland to declare its support for same-sex marriage. The state Labor Party met at the weekend where it endorsed same-sex union as a part of the party's policy platform. The move puts WA Labor on a direct collision course with the PM, who believes marriage should stay between a man and a woman.
The truth is that the position, my position, the position of the Labor Party, which we worked out at our national conference, is we believe that the Marriage Act should stay in the same way that it is now, so marriage would be defined as marriage between a man and a woman.
New South Wales Labor will vote on gay marriage next month.
In the fight against HIV/AIDS, the World Health Organization has issued the first global public health guidelines to focus on men who have sex with men and transgender people. The guidelines aim to assist policymakers and health professionals scale up access to treatment and prevention services by encouraging anti-discrimination laws and human rights protections. Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations Executive Director Rob Lake said he welcomed the new guidelines, saying that confronting discrimination is one of the most effective HIV prevention tools.
Homophobic reggae singer Buju Banton has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for selling an illicit substance. The Grammy winner was found guilty of possessing and distributing cocaine and has also been convicted for possessing a firearm. Banton came to the attention of the GLBTI community with his song Boom Bye Bye 1988 with its strong homophobic themes.
In a first for local governments in Australia, Hobsons Bay Council in Victoria has opened nominations for a GLBTIQ advisory committee. The committee will advise the council on GLBTIQ issues and contribute to policy development and review council services supporting and affecting the GLBTI community.
A gay Methodist pastor who was suspended for officiating at a same-sex union said her church trial was a positive experience. Reverend Amy DeLong says her jurors were good at balancing the need for justice with the church's long-standing message on inclusion.
To QNN Sport, the UK Prime Minister David Cameron has hosted an event at No. 10 Downing Street with sports stars to launch a new Charter for Action aimed at eliminating homophobia in sport. Rugby player Gareth Thomas and multiple Wimbledon champion Billie Jean King were among those present. Home Secretary Theresa May said the small number of openly gay sports stars showed more work needed to be done, but that the new Charter for Action was a step in the right direction. We have reached 100 episodes here at QNN. A big shout out to Mark, Aaron, Tim, Laura and Matt at Queer Radio in Brisbane. Especially a big thanks to all our listeners across Australia and internationally and everyone who has contributed over the 100 episodes. A small dedicated team of volunteers from the studios of Joy Melbourne bring you QNN every week. If you love it, we'd love to hear from you. Email qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Michael Pinterbonner. We'll have more for you next week on QNN Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.